DW.
Iran, my name is Sina.
We'll play something that you would like.
Sina is a young guy from Iran. He's playing a Spanish guitar piece, and it sounds pretty good. His teacher, Macalis, has taught him well within the span of just a few short months. Like many others, his student Sina regularly takes the bus here from the refugee camp in the southern part of Leros at the non-governmental organization ECHO. Aside from music lessons, the Austrian NGO also offers computer courses and language classes to the refugees here. But it's not the only organization that helps refugees on the island of Leros.
Most of people are here to support them and to help them to improve their conditions and to move on.
Anna Maria Palioru coordinates the refugee school Leidu for children who have fled with their families and now live in the camp. They often have to wait for many months until they move on. From Monday through Friday, some 115 children and teenagers attend classes at the school. But teaching here is very different from a regular school. The lessons here have to be more playful, and teachers need to use unconventional methods because the children, who come from different countries, including Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan, speak many different languages.
In the classrooms, social workers are here to support them, to talk with them, and try to work with them, and try to smooth their travels.
Anna Maria Palioru and her team of 16 staff take a pretty professional approach to the school project. But even though the refugees can feel safe and accepted in the projects, there's a lack of professional care and no intensive psychological support for those in need, says Matina Katsavelis, the founder of the Solidarity Network on Leros.
The government must send workers to clean, but we needed doctors, yes, and social workers, because I make the social worker, I make everything here. I give seats, blankets, and I am a social worker.
Katsavelis and her team have invested a lot of their own money into the program, as well as 300,000 euros in donations over the past few years. Together with the school project, the NGO from Austria, and many volunteers who come to the island throughout the year, they've created a network on Leros that has been making the island both safer and more livable for the refugees. That's very different compared to bigger islands like Lesbos and Samos that house much larger camps and face much bigger challenges. Here on Leros, visitors and journalists are not permitted to go inside the camp itself. From outside the camp, several new housing containers are visible. Despite the thick fence, barbed wire, and checkpoints at the entrance, the people here seem much more relaxed in contrast to the much larger camps on other Greek islands. A man from the Democratic Republic of Congo, who arrived just a few days ago, takes a walk on the bay close to the camp.
I have no problems here. I'm well. Nobody threatens me. I have no troubles.
Boris Cheshirkov, coordinator of the UN refugee organization UNHCR on the Greek islands, confirms that the cohabitation of islanders and the refugees here on Leros is working much better than elsewhere.
Having 1,000 people come in who are coming from the Middle East, mostly initially Syrian families, Afghan families, Iraqi families, but now more recently people coming from the state of Palestine. And Leros has been able to maintain it. There is a peaceful coexistence between the two communities. They now interact on a daily basis. Here on this island, which is not large, it's a small community, it's very evident.
For Katin Kahani, a co-founder of the NGO ECHO, Leros should serve as an example of how refugee camps should be organized everywhere in Europe.
These islands are sort of models where things can be tested for the rest of Europe, like how to divide things up. In Leros, it works fairly well because life on the island itself remains in equilibrium. For us, it's important to get people from other parts of Europe here and show them how things work, so they can see how things can be done, and so they can meet people we always talk about, the refugees. After all, it's on their backs that policy is being made in Europe.
DW.